all that is necessary in order to reach the stratum of thinking that you actually desire to reach is to reject all of these intellectual games and presupposed values, and to return to a simple understanding of the unity of the creation and your part as part of it. This does not require any complex intellectual appraisal or understanding. It requires only that you become aware, through each instant of your waking life, that you are a portion of all that there is, that all that there is, the creation, and that the creation is love. Is this possible? This is possible. We have answered this question because we have seen this done many times. We of the Confederation of Planets in the service of the Infinite Creator are here to help you realize this possibility and then to demonstrate it. There is nothing else that is of any value. There are many things that seem to be of value within your illusion. However, they are of no value. 291, Chapter 10, Complete Messages. You might ask why these things are of no value. My friends, they are of no value because they do not exist. They exist in illusion, not reality. Your illusion is a very, very small part of the creation, and it lasts for a time that is not even worth consideration. Your illusion is created by you and for your expression in a certain way. It is also a necessary illusion for you to produce the growth of the spirit that you desire. However, this may be accelerated at will, if you so will it. We are here to help you produce this acceleration. It is only necessary for you to look about you. There are certain ones in the illusion who express this knowledge, and certain ones who do not. Which do you choose? To express this understanding of love and unity, or to reject it and remain within the illusion? We know the answer. This is the reason that we are here. We are here to help you reject the illusion and join us of the Confederation of Planets in the service of the Infinite Creator in our enjoyment of the entire creation of the Father, not one small illusion. There are individuals scattered throughout this infinite creation that have created small and finite illusions for themselves. The reason for individuals falling into conditions of illusion are many and varied. However, we find that the actual desire of every portion of creation is the unity of which I have spoken many times. We are here to help you find this. We have done this in other places in this creation, and we will continue to do it. For service in this manner is the greatest reward that we could ask in the service of the Creator. We realize that it is very difficult, when continually hypnotized by the illusion that so constantly surrounds you, to break from this state and reach the understanding that you desire. However, it is quite possible to do this in a short period of time. What is the root, my friends? It has been stated to you time and time again. 292, Chapter 10, Complete Messages, Meditation. Meditation is the route between you and the unity that you seek. It is difficult for many of those who are trapped within this illusion to understand the importance of meditation, and why this should be the route that unlocks the door to their present entrapment. But, my friends, the illusion is an illusion of the mind. Meditation is an exercise of the mind, an exercise in reverse from what you normally consider mental exercise in the illusion. This is what is necessary to erase the illusion that you have created, to reverse the mental exercise that has created this illusion, and back out of your entrapment. Turn off your mind, your intellectual mind. Let it once more absorb the knowledge of the Creator which is deep within it. Let this be your thought, rather than that given to you by the multitudes who continue within the illusion. This simple process will bring you to what you desire, what is desired by all of the Creator's children throughout all the universe, love and light. Many of the Creator's children have gone far from this love and this light. They have burrowed deeply into their self-made illusion, and wrapped themselves tightly within the robes of that which their mind has manifested. They have done this until they are so deeply locked within this manifestation that we cannot even communicate with them. If we were to land upon your surface, and grasp them by the shoulders, and speak to them directly, they would not hear us. Their illusion is so strong that they would attempt to kill us. This is extremely unfortunate. For these individuals at present, we find no avenue for aid, and this saddens us. It will take a longer period of time for them to return to the fold, for they will have to experience the product of their illusion for some time before it finally drives them back out to the point where they can begin to re-communicate with the One Intelligence. 293, Chapter 10, Complete Messages. Those such as yourselves are very fortunate in that you now have the opportunity to communicate directly with those of the Confederation who would bring you the aid that you desire. Our craft are in your skies. We are about your planet in swarms. But we stand off at great distances. And why is this necessary? Why cannot we come among you as we so desire? The illusion, my friends, that you have created, is too strong. It must be weakened. Each one of our craft that is seen by one or more of your peoples has its slight effect in our program to help you in weakening your illusion. Each message such as this one, listened to or read by your peoples, has its slight effect in weakening this illusion. But only you, only the individual, can actually reduce it to what it is, an insane and unwanted manifestation of the mind of those who exist upon your planet. Its strength holds within its grip almost all those who dwell upon this surface. The last great teacher who came to you was plucked from his life at an early age by its strength, for the illusion manifests with physical power, power within the illusion. But, my friends, it is so very limited, limited to one small speck in an infinite creation. And why, my friends, is it so limited? It is limited by itself. For in this creation, illusions of this type are always limited. For that is their nature. Reject these limitations. Rejoin your brothers, who are one with the entire creation. Look into your night sky. There are billions and billions of suns and planetary systems, in all directions from you. And yet the strength of the illusion that surrounds you limits you to seeing the mass tiny dots of light. The Creator never intended for His children to see the creation that is theirs as tiny dots of light in blackness. He meant for them to experience the total love and light that is the creation. Erase this from your consciousness. You are not limited. You are the same as we, and we are all the same as each other, and we are all the creation, and all the creation. 294, Chapter 10, Complete Messages, is we, and it is all meant for us, and we are all meant for it. Erase the illusion. This is our service to you, to teach you to reach out for what you desire. You are very fortunate. Many of your brothers on this planet cannot and will not hear us. And if they hear us, they cannot understand us. Take this opportunity to regain what is rightfully yours, an infinite creation, filled with love and light. I am Haton. Adonai Vasu. 295.